Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Welcome to episode 72 of the podcast. It's good to have you along. Our GPS is running. I'm getting ready to start, and we're glad to have you here today. Timer started. Cindy's waving goodbye to me. So I thought I'd bring you in even as we begin the run, and we're going to have lots of time to record today, but obviously we will not be recording the entire way, and I'll be telling you more about that later. How's things going with you? Or I guess I should say, how are things going with you? Things are going good with me, and we'll tell you more about all that as we get into this run. Of course, you may have heard me describe in the past that that we are heading uphill incline. I could actually go on the Garmin Connect and tell you exactly how many feet it is from my house to the stop sign, but I didn't do that, so I can't tell you. But now we're up to the end. I do want to begin slowly today and build up a little speed if we feel like it, and if we don't, that's okay. Today is one of those times of discipline that we spoke about last week. Discipline to get out and run, even though it's not morning. It actually is afternoon. It is about quarter after four on Sunday, November the 7th. 2010, and I am out for a long run. I haven't recorded the long run with you along with me for, it's been quite a while, and every week the long run is longer, or the longest run I've had since the marathon, because I think I worked up to 9 miles for the long run. That's what I was running for quite some time since the marathon. And now we have begun building up the long run in anticipation of the half. I remember last year, I ran the half in October. I didn't go back and check on this, but I'm sure I could verify it. I believe that the long run ended up being 17 miles. We build up to that. Well, today we're hoping to go 14, next week 15, 21st, 16, 28th, maybe 17, and then 2 weekends before the race, cut back to probably the long run will be 10, and then the week of the race, of course, actually we'll cut back. Actually, probably instead of 17, we'll cut it back down to 12, and then cut it back down to probably 7 or 8 the week before the race. So I think 16 will be as far as we'll go, and I believe that's more than adequate. So that's what we're looking at today. It is sunny and beautiful afternoon, a bit cool. It's 47 right now. The high today was supposed to be 51, I believe, but we didn't make it. I don't think we made it to 50, at least not at my house. And I knew this morning I didn't have time to get out and run for 2 hours plus, which is basically what we'll be doing today, Lord willing. But I knew that I would have time this afternoon if everything worked out. Had an early hospital call today, follow up, and picked up donuts. I do a prayer gathering on the second Monday of every month with some senior adult housing folks on our campus, and that's in the morning. So I went by Krispy Kreme, picked up donuts, one mixed dozen, one original glazed. They are doing football donuts right now, so included in the mixed box, I had three of those. Three of the pumpkin, which I offer for a limited time every year. I said mix up the rest of them however you desire. It gave me a dozen original glazed. Well, I had a coupon with stickers. I think it had 10 on it. And if you buy a mixed dozen, you get an original glazed free. $10 for a coupon, and it saves me $6 every time I use it. So we save $60 to $70 on donuts using the coupon. And I actually have another one that we're going to be soon be using. So we ended up getting 24 donuts, and we'll have anywhere from 8 to 10 people there. One or two will need a donut because of their diabetes or whatever. And then we'll have some who will eat one or two, and they'll take one to a neighbor. So I always end up having 8 or 10 left. So a dozen isn't really enough, and 2 dozen's too many, but, you know, that's okay. But I always joke with them that if you don't eat them, the preachers are going to get them. So they look forward to that. I've got an interesting event in the morning. A little bit skeptical, I guess. Maybe that's too strong of a word. But I am, along with 6 or 7 other people on staff, someone has given the staff a 2-hour bowling time. And so we're going bowling in the morning, Lord willing, from 10:30 to 12:30, and probably eat lunch together. Those of us can go. A couple staff members are away, left today after service to go on a cruise, so they won't be with us. But last time I was bowling was, I can't verify this, but it was a month or 6 weeks out from the marathon. And I remember after that event, I really started having a knee problem worse. Well, right now we are, I think we're 5 weeks. Is that right? Should be right, 5 weeks out from the half. And I don't want to cause myself any problems. But understanding chi and really running with that method, my knee problem is very, very little. Hip problems are zero. My left knee still talks to me once in a while, but I think it probably has more to do with me pushing myself a little hard than it does me running with improper form. Because my form is much, much better. Hey, Darcy! Whew, excuse me, I just crested the first hill. So I'm looking forward to that. But I will take it easy. I had an interesting comment this week. Someone actually told me, they said, you have really good posture. And that was not when I was running. It was while I was standing and sitting and walking around the office. And I said, wow, that's really amazing you noticed that. Because I don't always consciously think about it. But I do know subconsciously, I am always thinking about lengthening my spine and leveling my pelvis, whether I'm sitting or walking or whatever. And then inevitably, I'm thinking about it as well when I am out running. But that does include the other elements. Running flat-footed, rotating from the hips, relaxed as much as possible, quick foot turnover. All those things are a part of it. And I'll tell you something else I've noticed. not just my posture improving all times like she was kind enough to notice, but I've noticed that my speed has definitely increased and gotten easier. Now that could be two things. The tempo should be helping, but also I believe a part of it is the fact that, remember, speed follows form. And now that I've gotten comfortable with form, even though I'm constantly doing conscious and subconscious checks, those, I've gotten comfortable with that. Okay, thought my watch would beep at 1 mile to tell me when I'm running, but I might have missed it. Anyway, we're averaging about a 9:20 right now, but that follows it, and that is so encouraging to me. You say, how do you know that, Roland? Well, I'll just give an example. This past, today, Sunday, Friday, I ran 8.5, did tempo work, and I ate a big meal for lunch, and so, let's see, this van's wanting to back out, but they're letting me by. That's nice. Appreciate it. But anyhow, I ran tempo, and although I didn't get as fast as last week, I did run longer tempo pace, faster pace. I ran 13 minutes, no, I believe it was 12 minutes, the first session, and the best I could average for a full mile was 7:59. And then I ran 4 minutes easier, and then ended up running 15 minutes for a total of 27 minutes of tempo, and I hit 7:45 in the second phase. And of the 8 miles, 5 of them were under 9 minutes, 2 of them were under 8 minutes, and the whole average for that 8.5 mile run was 1 hour, and I ran 1 hour 9 minutes and change, but averaged 8:35 for the whole run. Those runs or miles after the tempo were easier than usual. And even though it didn't feel great because I'd eaten well, I can already tell I'm feeling a little bit, excuse me. I'm telling you, until you get out of my neighborhood, a mile and we're just now getting out of it, a mile and a third, it is hilly up and down, so it's kind of hard to talk at times. Plus, I'm running a 9:19, but it's getting easier. It's feeling more natural, and the effort is less. Even though right now you say, man, you're struggling. No, I'm fine. I just need to get warmed up and not push it too much to begin with. My foot turnover, I need to increase that. So I can tell based on my times that I am feeling faster and I'm able to cover more distance more quickly, which is great. That's what you want. Part of it's tempo, I know, but part of it also is just the form, or the speed rather, following form. Today, as the time has changed and might be dark by the time I get home, we're looking at 2 hours and between 2:05 and 2:15. Cover 14 miles, I believe, maybe 2:20. But be that as it may, I am dressed with my New Balance 769s. Not the brand new ones, they're still in the box. But the ones I've had, shorts, briefs included. And I have a good bit of duck butter around the places that chaff, as Matt would say over at Run Digger Run. Great to have his 50th episode out, by the way. I've downloaded it, but I haven't had an opportunity to listen to it yet. But I've got the Body Glide there. I've got duct tape over both nipples. Long sleeve, orange starter wicking shirt, just cheap cotton gloves, thin ones, teal colored, virtually the same thing I wore at the half last year. You know what? I believe this is exactly what I wore, with exception of shoes. And then I've got on my 2009 North Carolina Marathon hat. Got the mic clip to it. Got on my fanny pack. Got a pack of beans and a caffeine honey stinger, which I'll eat the beans at 45 minutes or so and take the stinger about an hour and a half into it. And got my cell phone, but I put it in a little zipper bag because not that it's going to rain today, sweat could affect it. The other morning, or last time I ran, it rained on me just a little bit, and I never put it in the bag, but I need to be aware of that because I don't want to ruin my phone. And then I've got on my Road ID blue wrist band, all the pertinent information, and my Garmin Forerunner is clicking along. We're averaging 919, 1.64 miles, and we've been running 16 minutes right there. So it's going good. Hope it's going well with you. We will be back in just a few minutes. I want to thank those of you who have sent correspondence and or photographs lately. I posted one from Jeff Soilo. Jeff, if you remember, I think gave me a comment at iTunes, and we mentioned that on the show, and ended up getting an email from him, and I requested a photo, and I'm not too proud to do that. So Jeff sent me a photo from his first marathon. I believe it was in Louisiana. Jeff is from Baton Rouge, and I believe it was 2009, but we posted the photo. Jeff, I wanted the full picture of you from your shoes to the top of your head, but photo bucket for some reason will not allow me to. It's really hard to, it cuts off pictures, so I have to tinker, and inevitably I will save a picture four or five times before I get one that I'm satisfied enough with that I can use. But it's a good picture. It's just from around the waist or just below up. And the picture you sent, or that Jeff sent, was full body shot. Good picture of him running his marathon. So Jeff, I apologize I didn't get you in the whole thing, but or get you your whole body in it. But it's a good photo, and I appreciate it. We're up to 12 or 13 pictures other than me. But send me a photograph. When you check out the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, check out the blog and send me a picture. Attach it to a Gmail address. I would appreciate that. I'll post it. Put your name, where you're from, and if it's a certain event, I'll try to mention that. But they scroll through, which is pretty neat, and had a lot of fun doing that, and I'd love to have a lot more pictures than I got. Although I am satisfied that we've gotten as many as we have. I am approaching Finch Field, actually running across the new paved parking lot, small area paved, and we have already taken the bag of beans, which were quite yummy. Stopped and got water at about 30 minutes. Took the beans at 45. I love what the beans do. My only drawback is, particularly in a race, and I did eat a couple of bags, maybe one bag and a couple gels when I ran the half last time, but it's the fact you got to chew them up. And for me, the zipper on the bag is useless. They've come out with a zipper, which is supposed to help if you're not going to be eating the whole bag, but there's only 100 calories and 20-some grams of carbs in each bag, so if you're running long distance, you'll want to consume... Hey, buddy! You'll want to consume the whole bag. So I found the best way to handle it is to rip the bag open, start it with my teeth and tear the top off, crumple it in my hand, and literally put the edge of the bag in my mouth and go down the bag and bite down with a little bit of pressure and pull the beans out. And that way, I didn't even lose one. And in the past, I usually lose two or three of them that bounce out as I'm trying to shake them in my mouth or try to get them with my fingers. Although wearing gloves like I am today, that makes it hard to do so. But the beans work real well. I did go to REI and bought some goo gels last week. If you buy a dozen, you get 20% off. So about $1 a piece. I got some goo packs and I bought a couple of stingers. And I'm going to begin probably next run. Well, I'm already doing it. But I'm thinking I may take a couple stingers. That will probably be what I use during the race. Maybe one before, one 45 minutes into it, and one an hour and a half into it, which is pretty close to the finish, I think. Probably have a cup of coffee an hour and 15 minutes before the race. And from there, we'll take a bag of beans maybe 15 minutes before, and then a gel at 45 minutes and one an hour and a half. Probably caffeine at an hour and a half. But anyway, I'm experimenting with that. And I would love to know what works for you, what kind of things you're discovering as you learn about carbohydrates and the all-important electrolytes, potassium, sodium particularly. And I know that vitamin C, E, and the B vitamins, with just a touch of protein, all of those are good for, along with the carbs, of course, are good for replacement when you're running or doing any kind of endurance exercise. I did use a gel pack the other day, a goo chocolate mint, which I thought would be horrible, but it actually tasted pretty good. Although the consistency was more pasty than the honey stinger, because the consistency of a honey stinger is pretty good. It's a touch thick, but not thick thick. Okay, as you can tell, we are running on National Highway. I have run around Finch Field, and I'm running right now north, and there's a little bit of a breeze, not bad, but I'm dressed perfectly. If I didn't have gloves, I'd be cold. If I had on heavier top, I'd be hot. And I'm glad that I wore my underwear. Sounds funny, but if it's really cold or cool, I find if I wear my underwear under my shorts along with the briefs that are in them, that's just enough to keep me comfortable. And of course, in warm weather, we'll just forego the underwear and just use the briefs altogether that are built in. So that's probably more than you needed to know, but hey, that's okay. If you run, you understand what I'm saying. So I'm feeling good right now. My left knee continues to bother me just a little. I know when I ran the speed work 2 days ago, and I've had two full days of rest, so we have rested enough, but I know at the very end, toward the very end, I actually was having some noticeable pain in my left knee. Well, today, it's very light, but it's not non-existent. And again, I'm just wondering, maybe I need to tweak my form. I think maybe sometimes I need to concentrate on even faster foot turnover, because the smaller steps you take, the greater the turnover, the better it is on your joints. And that is a fact. That's a known fact. So we're not guessing at that. But it's getting cooler out here. Sun's not down, but it's getting down. And it's hard to judge from the time going back to standard what time it'll get dark. But leaving the house about 4:15, working close to 6:30, and I can tell you it's going to be dark in another 30 minutes. So we'll probably have 30 minutes at least of running in the dark. But you know what? I like that. I enjoy that. I'll probably need to call Cindy and let her know I'm okay, but I enjoy that. It's right now I'm circling Lexington Home Furnishings, one of my favorite places to run. It's probably 0.4 of a mile around their parking lot at least. And generally speaking, when I come through here, there's no traffic, no water stop either, but I ran through here a lot when we were preparing for the marathon, and I would actually loop this parking lot 3 or 4 times to finish out the distance and then turn around and re-loop it back and run back out the highway, back over toward Finch Field, washboard, and on home. So we're getting ready to turn around here in just a few minutes. We were running for 1 hour and a few seconds, 6.5 minutes, 6.5 miles. I'm going to try to get 6.7 because you're going to say I'm crazy, but I do want to do a couple, maybe 3 hill routines when I get toward the end. And basically it's a quarter up, jog down, half up, jog down, 3/4 down, full down. I want to do it on 3 sets of hills, including the big hill. And I will tell you, that helps your cardio as well as your leg strength, although the chi leg strength is not as critical, but certainly that'll help on any hills we may encounter when we run the half marathon. And plus, I'll be honest, I enjoy running them. So I think we're going to take a break here, and let me see what I can find in the line of some music. So if you're running, good chance you are, chill out for 3 to 5 minutes, listen to the music, and pick up the pace. Excuse me for snorting, but my nose is running because it's getting cooler. But we're averaging a 9:14 pace at the moment, and I know we've had a couple of miles where we were down around 9 and just under that, so we're feeling good. I'm feeling real good, but we're not quite halfway there, but we're close. So we're about to turn around here in just a second. We'll be back after the music. And I do have another topic of reasons why we run. We've talked about solitude, community, discipline, and I've got another one that I want to talk to you about today. So I'll be back in just a minute. I've just turned around. We're almost halfway into the 14-mile run, and I'll be back in a minute. You are listening to episode 72 of the 20-Minute Runner podcast. Welcome back. I did want to remind you or share something with you if you're not familiar with it yet. I noticed from a recent correspondence that someone had listened to the show on channelrunning.org, and I was not familiar with what that was, but I did some checking and was able to determine what it was. And I want to... a couple of cats, one chasing the other. Not too happy, doesn't sound like. There's a third one. Fourth one at the next street. Next driveway. Oh well. They're having a tumble about something. But anyway, I remembered, after hearing that, Nigel speaking about at the Running from the Reaper podcast. He's the one who lists runningpodcasts.org, where you can go if you want to find some running shows. He lists all of those there, or virtually all of them, at least the ones that people submit that would like him to list. And I'm sure there are probably 60, including my show, which he's listed for a long, long time, which I appreciate. But Nigel was talking about producing a feed that would just play newer episodes of all the podcasts, kind of like a radio station, but the internet. So you can go to channelrunning.org and it will pick up the newer feeds and plays those on a loop. And I would encourage you to do that if you're not doing it right now. And I know that this show is listed there and some people have been listening, and so I appreciate it. But the neat thing about it, which I don't do, but you might be able to, is you can get an app and listen to it on your hands-free device, on your phone, whatever. So, and you might enjoy that. So, Channel Running, or Channel Runner, I think it's channelrunning.org. Go to runningpodcasts.org or runningfromthereaper.com. If you can't find that link, it'll be at either Running from the Reaper or runningpodcast.org. But I think it's channelrunning.org. But it's a neat concept, and you might, if you're sitting at your computer, you can click it on and you'd be able to hear newer shows that maybe you've not been exposed to or been listening to. So I'll pass that on, and I will say thanks to Nigel. Thanks to, cannot remember the one who's doing the main technical aspect of it, the Curio, but I know that's the blog, the Curio. But I did want to say thank you to Nigel and to anyone else involved. But Nigel, you do so much for our running community, particularly the virtual community, and we thank you. My hat's off to you. Thanks very much. Okay. I want to talk to you tonight, which it is getting dark now. Not fully dark, but getting dark. I want to talk to you tonight about another reason why we run, why I run, and it's not unrelated to last week's topic of discipline, but another reason why I run is setting goals. Setting goals. And if you're like me, if you can set goals and achieve those, it helps you. And depending on where you are in your running program, goal setting may be more significant, depending on if you're training for a race or if you're in a period of tapering, or your goals might be different. For some of you, running has helped you set the goal of just simply getting in shape, which is a tremendously good goal. For others, running has given you the goal of covering so many miles a week, which is a good goal. For others, you're so far advanced in your running that you have set a goal to run a marathon, maybe, or a half. Those goals are all good. But running helps us to set goals. And without setting any, our running really has no focus, no purpose. You're not setting any goals other than the fact that you're just getting out to run, and that's okay. But if you're like me and probably 90% of the people that run or listen to the podcast, running helps you set goals, running goals, and that's great. I can remember my first goal was just to get out when I started back again a couple years ago. And I remember my big goal was to run 3 days a week and then run 30 minutes 3 days a week and then to prepare and run 5K again, which we did. And then we did the 10K and the half. And then I began to realize that, you know, I believe I could probably run and finish a marathon, Lord willing. I set that goal and trained for 3 months, maybe 3.5, 14 to 15 weeks of fairly specific training. And you've done that before, many of you, so you know what I'm talking about. But it helped me to set goals. And that goal has pushed me to the point now where my goal is to break 4 hours. And I can already tell with the chi running, as healthy as I seem to be with the method, I could change, I know that, but it seems to work well for me, that I think 4 hours is a very real possibility. And I'm thinking even maybe 3:55 or 3:50 is a worthy goal, one that I can probably accomplish. But will I? Next time I run one, I don't know. Incidentally, depending on what goes with me personally in my life, I may not run a marathon in the spring. And they have officially moved the North Carolina Marathon to November. I forget the exact date. I think it's the second Saturday in November of next year. So the next North Carolina Marathon in High Point is over a year away. Almost exactly a year away. I don't know why they moved the date, but if this personal educational endeavor I mentioned last episode transpires the way I hope, I will continue to run and produce a podcast, but we'll scale back again after the half, concentrate on our studies for three and a half months, and then begin to think about racing again. But I will continue to run, Lord willing. But anyway, my goal is potentially to break 4 hours for that. And I've got the half coming up in 5 weeks or so, and I would love to break 1 hour and 40 minutes. Again, well, I don't know, but running helps me set that goal. Now for you, it's different because your goals are different. Some of you are wanting to, even as you listen to this, getting started. Your goals might be fairly more modest compared to someone who's been running a while, but they're nonetheless important. And they will set in your mind the attitude and the desire to achieve things in your running that at one time you never thought was possible. Who would have thought you could run 30 minutes without stopping? But you're doing it. Who would have thought you would have finished that 10K? But you did it. And that has led you to set more goals in your running. And I remember George Sheehan, great running philosopher of sorts, made the statement that the difference between a runner and a racer is an application, a race injury. So if you don't race, I just want to say that's fine, but you're really missing out on a tremendous opportunity to challenge yourself. I encourage you to do that. So running helps us to set goals in our running program. But just like the discipline we spoke about last week, running also helps us in other areas of life to set goals. And I won't belabor goals I've set in my life, but, you know, the goal to self-publish a book, which I did, the goal to proceed with furthering my education, which I've done, the goal to do certain other things in life, which I've done, and while some of those were done before I started running again, I have achieved goals too that running has certainly helped strengthen that mindset. And that's what I'm getting at. If you can discipline yourself, set goals, and I mean attainable goals. I don't mean big goals that really are out of reach, but be reasonable. if you just started running 2 months ago, don't expect to run a marathon in 6 months. But you could probably run a 5K. Things of that nature. Well, the same thing applies to life. It's better to set a goal, work towards it, back off a bit, reevaluate, just like you do in training, push again, back off, reevaluate, back off again, and you achieve that goal little by little. Whether your goal is to better yourself at your job, whether it's to have a better marriage, you're not going to achieve those goals overnight or in one or two steps, but you can achieve them through a series of steps, taken little by little. And running helps us in that mindset to know that that's possible. Training for a race, for instance, you don't just do two or three runs and you're ready to go. If you want to do your best, it takes several weeks, very specified training. Just for example, for me, for instance, training for the half, well, I know that my long run needs to be 16 or 17. That's what I do. You don't have to go that long to run a half, but I like knowing I can cover that distance. It just gives me a mental peace of mind, as well as I think physically it helps. But, and the tempo, I warmed up 45 minutes worth of tempo work, where I'm running as hard as I comfortably can for about 45 minutes in that session. And those two things, along with the heel work, which we have to work up to, are so critical. But I can't just do those for 1 week and expect to run the race. You got to progress. It's that way in running. It's that way in life. So if you're just starting out running, and or you're getting a little burned out and you're wondering really what's the good of it, other than some obvious things, I just wanted to share with you one that's a little less obvious, and that is it teaches us to set goals. So that's number four. We will begin another one next week, reasons why we run. We've covered four. I think we'll do a couple more before we wind up that topic. My goal right now is to get home. It is dark, and to be quite truthful, I can't see my watch that well. I know I've been running an hour and 26 minutes. Couldn't tell you our speed or the time, distance rather, because the numbers are too small. So I think I'm going to sign out here, bring you back in the very end of the run. Lord willing, we'll get the 14 in today. And it's been great having you with me so far. Hope your running's going well. And pick up the pace just a bit. And let's finish this one out strong. But I'll be back in just a few minutes from the run and immediately as far as you go. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the end of this run. We're at the very end of it. And this is winding up to be not a backbreaker, but what I would term as a killer workout. One of the hardest I've done. Definitely the hardest I've done in a while. I think heels are even more challenging than tempo. But hang on, I'm going to let you listen as we make our last repeat up to the top of the big hill behind the house. Here we go. Concentrating on foot turnover. Tight core. Lengthening my neck. Leaning. Pumping my arms. Letting them do the work. Landing on the balls of my feet or midfoot. Letting the hips swing. Knees bent. Running relaxed, if it's possible, with this push. And we're going to run through. Still climbing. Hang on. We're cresting. Hold on. Ooh, bear with me. I need to maintain my foot turner won't be as fast, but I don't need to slow it down. Still try to maintain my form. And we're gonna soon line this one up because I've hit 14. I think that we will run down to the right. And believe it or not, finish with a bit of a flurry. Does feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would. I feel right. Okay. Maintaining form. Pushing. Falling. Stopping. Boom. Oh. Whew. Oh man, I tell you. Probably that is the single hardest workout I have done. Perhaps ever. We ran 14.14 miles. Let me save this and I'll give you the details in just a minute. Need to wrap this one up, I know. It's about 6:30. It's pitch dark. Oh, I took a gel at Honey Stinger with caffeine. The, Not ginger, but, I can never think of it. But anyway, strawberry has caffeine, and then one other has caffeine. It's got cola nut in it. I took one of those, so bag of beans at 45, caffeine gel at 130, 131, somewhere around there. And it is now pitch dark. I called Cindy 15, 20, probably 20 minutes ago, 25. Told her I'd be in 20 or 25 minutes. And I actually had to stop and pull my glove off. I could not get my phone to work, so slowed me down a minute. But we ran strong the entire run. And one of the reasons why I say this is a killer workout for me, it certainly judges my fitness a bit, but each of these hills, the three that I do at the end, the first two are similar in length, but the third one, the big hill I always describe behind my house, the one we just finished, is definitely the hardest. It's the most steep, and it's also the longest by a good shot. But around 12 and a half miles, I ran the first hill. I ran up a quarter down, half down, three quarters down, full down, and then jogged for probably 2.5-3 minutes to the next one. Did four more, so that was a total of 8 repeats. And then jogged down the other one, which literally didn't take over a minute, and then ran 4 repeats, and I brought you in on the very last one. So we did a total of 12. Some of them are shorter, of course, a quarter of the hill, a half, etc. But still, you run as hard as you can reasonably run, going up each segment, jog back down, and then run back up halfway down, 3/4, you get the idea. But all during that, I was trying to maintain my form, keep the pelvis tilted, keep the neck extended. And when running up hills, remember, as we told you a couple episodes back, at least with chi running, you want to relax. You always want to be relaxed, your whole body, but especially your waist down, and pumping with your fists. Let your fists do the work. Your legs are simply coming along for the ride, using the structure of your body to support your weight rather than pushing with your legs. But my legs are a little bit achy right now, I can tell, but not from pushing with them. But anyway, let me tell you how to contact me. Go to the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner. While you're there, take the survey. It's about to run out if it's not out. What time of year do you prefer to run the most? Also, there's information there about other websites. There's links to other websites. And for each episode, I include show notes, including information about the music, where you can go to find the music or listen to similar music, that type of thing. Any links that I mention in a show, I try to include that in the links of interest at that particular post. You can also go to the Blogspot page, listen to the show right there on the page at the top or within each episode. You can click it and save it. Go to iTunes, sign up at Twitter. I've had some new folks at Twitter and also Facebook lately. If you're not my friend there, I'd appreciate you signing up and I will be glad to have you on board. But you can do that at the website as well. Also, there are the top three episodes as far as what I've been listening to through the years, or the most popular ones of the week, are also listed there each time on the right-hand side. A lot of other information. Go to the blog, though. Send me an email. Send me your photograph, whether you're running or not. I'd love to include you in the show, at the blog, rather. Send me any information you want to via email or audio file, and we'll be glad to include that in an upcoming episode, including race reports, questions, comments. I love the show. I hate the show, whatever, but I do appreciate all of that. And finally, if you could go to iTunes, if you don't subscribe, subscribe to it. I would appreciate that. And just give me a review. That helps drive the show, and the traffic is picking up definitely for it, and we appreciate that. It's because you're listening, and I thank you for that very, very much. I'm humbled by it. I really am, but I appreciate it. And then I would finally ask you, please share the show with others that you know, other runners who maybe need some encouragement or just someone to go along with them on their runs or someone to sort of chat with. I don't do a heavy show, but I try to share things that I feel like are interesting or pertinent to life and to running, and your comments certainly verify that. So share the show with others, and I would be most, most thankful. And I appreciate you listening, as always. Okay, let me check and see what we did today. Oh, hit the wrong thing. Okay, see if I can read this. What did we do today? It's hard for me to read in the dark. I'm under a street light. We ran 14.14 miles in 2 hours, 10 minutes, 37 seconds. And we averaged 9:14 for the entire run. 2:10:37. I feel confident that's right. 9:14, ran just over 14, 9:14 average. So that's good. That tells me that if we were training for the marathon, we would be close to hitting that 9:09 average for the entire race, which I think you can easily throw 30 seconds a mile onto your training time in a race like that, just from the adrenaline and all that preparation finally comes through. But anyway, that's what we did today. We will not run tomorrow. Probably very easy on Tuesday, and by the time you get this, we may have another run under our belt or two. But this one was actually recorded this past Sunday, the 7th of November. Let's see, 14.1 plus 8.7, 15.5, that gives me 29.6, just over that for the week. So we didn't quite hit 30, but right at 30. So that's great. Next week we definitely should cross over 30. Been good to have you. I'm going to go in as I walk another minute or two, get me a Propel stretch. I need to eat me up some carbs and stuff. But I'll see you in another week or so. Have a great weekend and have a great week. And we'll see you in 7 to 10 days. Thanks again for listening. Bye.